You're on Texas Standard Time.
Before the mass shootings in El Paso, the Christchurch Mosque in New Zealand, and the Chabad of Poway Synagogue in San Diego, the alleged shooters in each incident posted racist manifestos on the same online forum, something called 8chan. After Saturday's shooting, web security services provider Cloudflare said they were axing 8chan as a client, effectively muting the site. But the broader question of how to limit their influence still remains. Joining us now to tell us more, Dr. Joan Donovan, director of the Technology and Social Change Research Project at Harvard's Shorenstein Center on Media Politics and Public Policy. Dr. Donovan, thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us on the Texas Standard. Good to have you with us.
Thank you.
I suppose we need to explain exactly what 8chan is for the uninitiated. I think I've thought of it as a kind of a posting site, the way that people used to post online back in the late 90s, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it looks a lot like that. It's a message board. The one thing that's a bit distinctive about it is it's known as an image board. So people do post a lot of pictures and memes with or without explanation, but you can also post text and carry on conversation. Another thing that's distinctive about this board is there are no accounts. Every single post is labeled anonymous. And so while it does allow you to see what posts are yours, every post shows up as if it's a new, fresh post, and you can't tell the difference between if someone's posting in rapid succession or if they post sporadically.
I see. So is that one of the reasons that 8chan has been particularly attractive when it comes to people wanting to post these sorts of racist diatribes?
So I think one of the reasons why we're seeing a pattern of manifestos show up on 8chan is precisely because they know that law enforcement, journalists, experts like myself are spending time on these message boards looking for clues as to what might be coming up next. And it's not just that there's manifestos and random acts of or seemingly random posting about white nationalism, but there's also calls to join mass movements, calls to put together rallies. Part of the organizing of the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville occurred on 8chan. So because it's a bit of an older technology that hasn't been updated, it doesn't log and trace your whereabouts. It doesn't track IP addresses, and everything is anonymous. And so you can post things there. Typically, some of the most heinous things that we try to get off of platforms will show up there as a matter of archiving.
I suppose that we should point out that 8chan has been accused of being a kind of a place where people can be radicalized. Is it clear whether or not people are becoming radicalized through their, say, reading of the material, the content that's posted on 8chan, or if, in fact, it's just an outlet for people to post hateful screeds?
So it's a difficult thing to say because there are a bunch of different ideologies present and political manifestos present on 8chan. But over the last several years, and especially the last year in particular, there has been quite a bit more discussion about race, racism, and white nationalism in particular. And of course, this does reinforce that worldview that this is normal. And so they do tend to evangelize in a way that does draw new people in.
How much responsibility do companies like Cloudflare or the servers who put up these bulletin boards have when it comes to the content posted on the sites they support, especially considering issues like the First Amendment?
So for as long as we've had the internet, we've had white supremacist websites and message boards. And so it's not the case in particular that 8chan is alone already. So getting rid of 8chan is one deterrent. That what it does is it disrupts the infrastructure. It makes it difficult for these people to find each other again. And if they do go to other websites, by and large, the research is showing that if you do go to another website that has content moderation on it, you don't tend to behave in this way. Because 8chan has no moderation, it plays into this idea that there's free speech to be protected. But the original founder of 8chan has advocated that it gets shut down. It's not owned by him anymore, but he has come out in the last few days to say this is a pattern and it must be stopped. A company like Cloudflare ensures that the content on 8chan stays up and we can access it. It's considered a content delivery network, and it also protects against malicious attacks. So if hacktivists wanted to attack 8chan, Cloudflare protects against that. The CEO of Cloudflare in the past few, 2 days ago, put out a blog post saying that he doesn't like to make these decisions one-off, but that he understands that it's his services primarily that are ensuring that this website stays online, and then they withdrew their contract. And of course, while we wouldn't want to have to rely on corporate denial of service to be able to stop what might be considered terrorism, or I would consider it terrorism, we're in this position right now where corporations are the only groups in a position to moderate this.
Dr. Joan Donovan is the director of the Technology and Social Change Research Project at Harvard Shorenstein Center on Media Politics and Public Policy. Dr. Donovan, thanks so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard.
Thank you.